Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Rachel. How can I help you?
Hi, Rachel. It's Mrs. Santa Maria. Somebody had called me, and she's saying about, like, the supply that you usually send it to me automatically. However, I do remember very well, I had called a couple of months ago to cancel because I still have a lot of supply of Omax 3.
Okay. Let's take a look and find out what's going on. You were left a message?
No, that was, I spoke with a representative, like, okay, as I have said, a few months ago, because I have still a lot of them.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I mean, the reason you've called us in, were you left a message?
No, you guys left a message in my voicemail. Mm-hmm. Most likely somebody had called me, but I did not pick up the phone. Okay. And then when I looked at my voicemail, there was a message.
Yes, ma'am. If you could please provide me with your zip code.
08831.
Okay, and I thank you for that. And for security purposes, if you'd also verify your address.
317, A as in Apple, Jutland Drive in Monroe, New Jersey, 08831.
Okay. Do you have an old address in the state of New Jersey?
Yes. Maybe 37 Howard Place in Belleville, New Jersey. And I thought I have changed that to where I live right now. Or 125 Cindy Street.
Okay.
What do you have there?
Actually, it shows both of those. It shows the Belleville and it shows the Cindy Street address. And where's the city for Cindy Street?
125 Cindy Street in Old Bridge, that is 08857.
Okay, thank you for that information. So I've located the correct account, but it does show those two addresses here. One is your main customer profile. The other one, the Cindy Street, shows as the shipping.
Okay, if you could possibly, like, cancel both, because this 317A, the one I just gave it to you, hoping that I will be here till I die. No, I'm just kidding. Like, this is my permanent address for now.
Okay, ma'am. Yeah, these accounts are already canceled. It looks like we reached out to you earlier let's see.
And, ma'am, let me just tell you what transpired with that conversation last with the agent. She said she was going to remind me by the end of this year. Because let me just tell you exactly what I have, okay? I still have 12 packages, 12 boxes. And the reason for this is because I am a missionary and I travel a lot. And for what reason? I'm forgetting them. I was forgetting them to bring it with me. That's the reason why I'm stuck with this.
Okay, well, not a problem, ma'am. Just for future references, now, anytime that you find yourself with an oversupply, you can always put the account on pause. And it looks like there was an extension that was done. It looks like back in August. And
I think that's the time that's when it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You were extended through the 15th of January. So once that extension expired, what happened was the system started back up to ship you out another product. So that looks like that's what happened. But the accounts are canceled. When there was an attempt to bill, it didn't go through and it closed the account out. So you don't have anything that's currently active.
Okay. So if you don't mind, if you could just like remind me at the end of this year, okay?
Okay. Honestly, we're an inbound call center. We don't have a system that's quite set up yet that does the automatic dial back. We reached out to you because there was a decline with the payment there and the system closed it out. So that generated...
How long ago was this, ma'am?
That happened on the 12th of February when your extension had expired on the 15th. So the last time that the system tried to bill you was February 12th. And at that time, it went ahead and closed the account after the billing was unsuccessful.
So I hope you I hope you didn't send me any supply.
No, ma'am. Nothing was shipped out because nothing was billed.
Okay. All right.
Yes, ma'am. Nothing was billed. So you don't have anything that's active right now. So whenever you do finish using the product that you have, you're welcome to just give us a call back then. You can update your card information and update whatever we don't have in our system.
Okay.
Yes,
all
ma'am.
Right. Thank you so very much.
You are most welcome. Is there anything else?
That is it, ma'am. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Stay safe.
You do the same. Thank you for calling Omax Health.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
May the sacrament we have received sustain us, O Lord, that our Lenten fast may be pleasing to you and be for us a healing remedy through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Bow down for the blessing. Pour out your spirit of compunction, O God, on those who bow before your majesty. And by your